Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Rotatoes, I've got that Friday feeling, and that Friday feeling that I've had today is one of gratitude and warmth and kindness. Just thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for listening to the show, for continuing to be a part of it, a part of the community. You guys are absolutely amazing. I hope that you are well. I hope that you're having a good day. I hope that you've got maybe something fun planned over the weekend. Or if, like me, you work too much and it's not particularly fun planned over the weekend, then at least, at the very least, you can, you know, get a good sleep or something. Sending you all the positive vibes. Remember to drink water, look after yourself, and I hope that this little podcast can, and all of its silly little dumbasses, can bring you some fun and some joy. Thank you so much. That's about it for me rambling. Let's go ahead and get into this week's episode. Take it away. Pass me.
Vanna's not making eye contact with anyone because she's still so embarrassed about the poison spray incident.
You can smell it in this room as well. Like, the stench is really lingering for a minute here. It's like you can really feel it in the air around you.
Not poison here.
Vanna scurries over to 8.
Yeah.
Vanna, as you scurry over to 8, you see a large stone door, and as you push that door open, there is stairs that go round and sort of lead round in sort of like a winding path. Again, all that you can see all of this like on the map. And as you're kind of walking through this stone corridor, you see all these tapestries, kind of arcane tapestries hanging on the wall. And you see that some of them have been like vandalized and like slashed at, etc. But you are seeing what appears to be a sort of pattern of these like werewolf-like humanoids, these like half-man, half-wolf humanoids in these tapestries. And each one seems to depict like a different one. And in the same way that you might see like portraits that delineate like rulers of a dynasty, it's almost like that, but they all appear to be these kind of like half men, half wolf creatures. And as you're descending down, it's at this point that you can hear this kind of soft whimpering cry as you just hear as through a thin, there's like a thin wooden door at the end, and there's a flickering kind of firelight you can see underneath the door. But you can hear someone kind of breathing relatively heavily on the other side of it. How, assuming you guys are going in, can I get like a general order of like, are you trying to sneak in? And then like, what is the order that you're going into the room?
Ooh.
I say we sneak.
Yeah, I'll sneak.
Just in case.
Yeah, just to be safe.
I'll go first.
Right. Okay, Vanna's going first.
Should I roll stealth?
Yes, absolutely. I'll get everyone to roll stealth if you're trying to be sneaky.
I'll sneak, but also as I pass the tapestries, I'm like, oh, my.
Just eyeing up all the people in this in these paintings. Okay, in these tapestries, sorry. Incredible. Okay, so Vanna first. What did we get for stealth, Vanna?
I got a 24.
24? Incredible. Who's next? Who's in the middle?
I'm going to be last. So
okay, great. I'll roll.
Cool, great. So we'll say Morg, Arnold, and Beast are all in the middle. Arnold and Beast are absolutely going to roll stealth. Arnold does not have Pass Without Trace on him, just so that everyone
Oopsie.
Knows.
Okay. I rolled a nat 1, and then a plus 7 for stealth is 8.
Okay, so 8, so 18. Okay. Arnold rolled a 15, which is not bad. And Beast rolled, Smithy rolled a 16. And then Zazzly, what did you roll for stealth?
A nice 17 for me.
Ooh.
Okay,
let's see. As you creep into this room, your eyes take a moment to adjust as you leave this kind of dark and dank hallway. And as the door slides open very slightly, just enough for you all to file in, you see that there is a slumped and battered and bruised figure sat in a chair in the middle of the room. It's quite a large, kind of circular, domed room with some tunnels kind of leading off the side. And at one end, there appears to be a big fireplace. And you can see an array of, like, tools and, like, metal, like, pokers and prodders that are, like, kind of resting inside the fireplace, like, heating up on the other side of the room. As you file in, the first thing I think all of you will notice immediately is that this person slumped in the middle of the room is Yennefer. Everyone roll me a perception check real quick before we go any further.
I rolled a 2 plus 3, 5.
19 altogether.
23. What I need to know about. Tell it to me.
23.
Tell me.
Very nice. Zazzly, as you enter the room, you look around. I think all of you are kind of noticing there's like these tunnels leading off. You can hear sounds and kind of commotion from some of these tunnels. And what you notice, Zazzly, as you come in, is there is like a squeak that just like catches your ear. Like the timbre and sort of tone of this squeak really catches your ear for a second. And as you look down to your right, you see that there is a really quite grotesquely fat rat on the ground. And it looks at you. As it looks at you, you instantly recognize the eyes that look back at you. That rat is Grenbocker. You passed the DC by 1. That was incredible. But there is a rat on the ground about 10 or so feet away from Yennefer that is Grenbocker. You can tell as you're, with your experience with magic, and like there's something in the eyes which seem to give this rat away in this sort of strange polymorph shape. And the rat definitely has seen you guys as well.
Then my good bitch, I'm about to kill this rat. It's time for an extermination. It's time for some retribution. You remember you killed me? It's time for me to kill you, you little rat bitch.
And my perception is so low, I literally just think he's talking to a rat. I'm like, it's just a rat.
Zazzly just strides
you want to
the
kill
room.
Me, huh? You want to kill me? I will kill you.
Let's go, rat bitch.
Yes,
let's go.
Bitch. I will show you. I like that his accent got a little Nigerian there, but that's fine.
Do you want to see? I will show you.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely phenomenal. Why don't we go ahead and roll initiative then, as Zazzly strides forward. I'm assuming kind of doing some sort of vague dance moves.
Y'all have seen it before. It's that same
way we've
that
seen
I
this
do
tape.
This
we've run this tape back.
Where I'm used to doing something like an Eldritch Blast, so like I'm crackling with energy that is just being consumed by radiant healing energy.
And we still think he's just talking to a rat, right?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Yennefer, injured in the middle of the room, it very much is aware of what's happening. You see battered and bruised, like one eye barely open. You see, she just whispers like, yeah, fucking get it. Get him. What did everyone get for initiative, please?
I got an 8.
13.
I got a unfortunate 3.
An unfortunate 3. What is your dexterity, my friend?
Oh, my dexterity. My dexterity is 13.
Zazzly, as you're kind of like approaching this rat, do you say or sort of do anything that might alert your friends as to who, as to what's going on here? Or do you literally just striding forward being like, I'm going to get you,
yeah,
rat,
I walk like, up and I'm like, as you see this crackly energy where it's like, you can try and hide as much as you want, Grinbucker, but I'm about to exterminate a rat.
Incredible. I think as we initiate, you, Morg, you're the first to react, which is wild, by the way. You're the going first in the initiative with a 13. you're the first to react as you see this rat starts to shift and change shape. Much in the same way that you saw with the beast earlier, you see this rat start to change shape. And you just heard Cecily refer to this rat as Grimbucker.
Oh, hell
what
no.
What are you doing?
I open up Maris's blood.
Oh, hell yeah. Okay. Yeah.
How many drops would we say are in here?
How many drops are in there? I mean, I was kind of imagining it as like a
great
vial.
Only because I promised my boyfriends a drop.
Sure. You can absolutely leave two
drops in there. I drink it, but I give one drop to Arnold Cutler and one drop to the beast.
Absolutely love it. Incredible. So you drink this, you drop a bit on the beast's tongue and one to Arnold Cutler, and you feel this kind of strange burning sensation. And there's this moment where you feel this overwhelming sense of power, and then it just immediately fizzles out and nothing happens.
Oh.
But it's still your go. So what would you like to do?
And then I guess I'm like, I was so ready to have all this power flowing through me.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, okay. I'm gonna bite that rat.
Whoa. Hell yeah, do it. Go and bite the rat. Go ahead, roll me an attack roll.
11.
That will hit, because that'll be a total of 16. So then you need to go ahead, roll 3d6 for me, please.
Right, and that's a 3, and that's a 5, and that's a 6.
Oh, 3, 5, so 8 and a 6 is 14?
Yes.
Is that correct? Did I do that math right? Yes, I did. Thank you. so, as you go, you chomp down on this rat.
That is smaller than me, but transforming.
It is smaller than you, but transforming. You chomp down this rat, your mouth closes around it as you crunch a few, you know, you get the sensation of crunching a few of its bones, doing a fair amount of damage to it in the process. And I think there's like a moment where it feels like the combat is over as this rat has been swallowed whole by your friend. But then from within your mouth, you feel this kind of wiggling start once again. And Grinbucker is going to use a legendary reaction to take an attack at you. God damn it. He rolled a natural 1.
Hell
come
yeah.
On.
He's still a little rat. He's not a man yet.
He's still a rat. You, your mouth opens up as this beam of energy like flies out of your mouth as he kind of set off some like bolt towards you as his hand also springs out and sort of pulls itself out of your mouth. As he goes,
back in there.
Ugh. No, get off me. Don't. Why are you trying to eat me, you freaks? What are you doing here? You're going to ruin everything. I'm going to give you all one chance to turn around and leave. Or I'll have to put another hole in you.
I know you are, but what am I?
I have to put a hole in you. So
my holes are wide open.
As a group?
So...
Wow! Okay, as a group, we need to workshop our responses, okay, team? That was pretty loose. Pretty loose.
I think those were 3 very badass comebacks that made us look very cool.
Sure. Why am I even having this conversation? At this point, you see that Grimbucker claps his hands together. As he does, doors on the from the other tunnels fly open, and these guards come piling in. And three of them, sorry, are going to launch towards you, Morg, and are going to take attacks.
Are my boyfriends flanking me? Did that drop do anything for them?
Unfortunately, didn't seem to do anything to them either. That's going to miss. That's going to hit. Another natural one, my god. One of them just gets a spear and just accidentally is like in a bit of a blind panic and just stabs his friend. You take 6 points of damage. As this guard runs up to you, like takes a spear off his back, sticks it into your ribs, you feel this piercing, horrible sensation in your side that is suddenly then completely disappears as your side erupts in flames for a second, as you feel whatever Maris's blood did to you is suddenly activating. It seemed that you needed to take damage first in order for it to activate. So here's what's going to happen. I'm going to ask you, Lily, to describe to me what Morg's like next level transformation is, what it looks like. And at that point, you will gain, your hit points will triple. So your hit points will go from what they are, basically times it by 3. And if you hit with an attack, now you will crit. And if you crit, you double it again. So you'll be rolling effectively 4 times the amount of dice. And then for you specifically, Morg, you are also going to gain the ability Dominate, which is once per turn you can force a creature to make a saving throw. On a failed save, you can use your bonus action to make them do something like answer a command of some description. So what does it look like as Morg kind of gets this like Dragon Ball Z-esque power up in this moment?
I think my lips get so bee-stung, like they are filled with filler, and I unhinge my jaw, and there's just a vortex inside, where other succubus might use other holes in their body, mine is all mouth.
Absolutely incredible, all mouth stuff.
I'm blushing, this is like the sexiest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Un-freaking believable. Okay, so the guards are going to take a swipe at the other two of you. Miss, miss, hit. That's just the one hit.
And also, I can still, my jaw is unhinged, but because it's magic, I can just still kind of swing around and talk. And I'm like, you guys should try Maris's blood. It's incredible.
We'll say as well that, Morg is absolutely like grown in size. Well, I think Grenbacher seemed incredibly confident, is suddenly kind of looking and being a bit like, oh, that's interesting. Vanna, you take 3 points of piercing damage as guards come in from the other side flanking you and stab you in the side. It is now your go.
I'm going to drink my fire potion.
Ooh, hell yeah. Go ahead and you drink that fire potion.
And Vanna's kind of hoping she'll turn into a full dragon. Return to her former glory.
Well, do you want to drink the Maris's blood as well, or do you just want to drink the fire potion? Because you can do both.
Both.
You can absolutely both. Do both. I'll just say that you watch as Vanna opens both of these, pours the vial of blood into the swirling fire vortex, shakes it up, and then just necks it.
Yeah, she does those fancy bartender. It behind her head.
Yeah. It's like a full bartender routine. You know, like when you're sat there waiting for a drink and even though the bar is insanely busy, the bartender insists on doing the like long routine. And I think all of you just sit for like several rounds just watching Vanna like do this. Everyone just waits patiently whilst you shake
and then
up
she does
this.
Yeah. A little citrus twist at the end.
Nice. Yeah, and then knocks it back. Incredible. It's a real, real strong taste. But as you drink it, I think for the first time in decades, Vanna, you feel this warm glow at the back of your throat as you can feel kind of crackling embers. Vanna's throat almost takes on like a molten type appearance as this happens. The blood itself doesn't seem to have taken full effect yet. In the same way that you saw with Morg, it looks like you have to take some sort of damage in order for it to activate fully.
Can I just quickly like stab myself in the leg a little bit?
100% you can break yourself in the leg. You manage to do 1 point of damage to yourself, and as that happens you see that these scales suddenly spread out across your leg, Vanna, as your forearm suddenly shortens slightly and your hind legs get thicker and sort of chunkier as this tail shoots out from behind you, two wings sprout out of your back, your neck becomes elongated as you take on an albeit smaller version, but you take on the form of your former self, a full and resplendent dragon. You'll have the same benefits where your hit points are tripled. If you crit, if you hit, you'll crit, and if you crit, you'll effectively double it again. And for you, your special ability is that you turn into a dragon, your AC is +4, and you have a flying speed.
Val Thorne is back! And she does like a little victory, like, whee!
You go, girl! You look beautiful!
You see that Val Thorne doing some of the same dance moves that you learned from Zazzily earlier, just doing the
pop hero and dance.
Doing the hero dance as you turn back into a full dragon. You still have an action, because it's just a bonus action to drink the potions, and I'll let you object infraction to have stabbed yourself in the leg.
Can I blow fire?
Hell yeah, you can blow fire.
I'm gonna do it.
Amazing. Are you aiming for like anyone in particular? You could probably catch like a few of the guards and Grenbacher if you wanted to.
I should concentrate on maybe one person to try to completely knock them out. I'm gonna go after one of the guards.
Sure. Oh, what I'm saying, the fire breath is an AoE effect. So basically it means that it will hit several people of the same strength. So you don't need to sort of... So you can absolutely target a few guards. And I'll say that you managed to get... You can get two guards in Grenbacher, or you can get four guards. It's up to you.
I'll do four guards.
Four guards. Awesome. What is your spell save?
13.
Okay. These guards are pretty weak, honestly. This could be... two failures, two successes. So roll me 4d6, please.
6, 4, 2, and 4.
16 points of damage. You seriously wound two of them, and the other two immediately turn into a pile of ash as you rain down fire from above. The room itself gets extremely hot and toasty, which is just, again, perfect for you who have been denizens of hell for so, so long. Absolutely incredible, Vanna. It is now Grenbacher's turn, however, and things have gotten pretty bad for him, and so he's not going to hold back. I'm going to need everybody to make me a constitution saving throw, please.
13 for me.
17.
A nat 1 plus 3 is 4.
4. Okay. Oh, and I will roll quickly for the other two. That's a 4. That's a fail. 15. Pass. Okay, great. So Grenbacher slams his hands together, and you see that as he pulls them apart, this kind of blue energy starts to appear as he then slams the energy into the ground, and this shockwave kind of blasts out. As those of you that failed, Arnold failed, Morg, Zazzily, Yennefer, Vanna, and Beast passed, go flying, smashing into the walls of this room as you're pushed 10 feet, like hitting the back of the walls, and you're going to take, it's not pretty, let me tell you that much. Oof, 42 points of force damage. Now, bear in mind, your hit points are tripled, so you take 42 points of damage. Vanna, you take half. Zazzily, however, you have not yet taken your potion. So you take 42 points of damage. Are you down?
Yeah, I'm down.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I thought so. I thought you were down. So you see Zazzily gets...
Sorry, I was doing math. How many points of damage have I taken?
Sorry, you took half of that. So I think it was 42, did I just... 14. Yeah, 42, so you take 21 points instead.
Got it.
You will see as Zazzily gets slammed into the wall, drops to the ground, and is completely unconscious. Incredible. So, Zazzily, it is your turn, my friend. So I'm going to need a death saving throw from you, please.
Let's do this.
Yeah.
Fun. Nice.
Nat 20, baby. Come on. Nat 20. You got this.
We're going to roll it up right now.
Not a nat 1. Don't do a nat 1. That would
be bad. Yeah. No, we're going to see it right now. 13.
That's a pass. Okay. So that is one success for Zazzily. But yeah, you see Zazzily doesn't get up at all. Kind of does move a little bit. Definitely doesn't seem to be sort of outright dead, but is not moving. Beast and Arnold are now looking at you, Morg, and sort of waiting a command. They're like, what do we do? What do we do here?
Did sharing a little drop with them give them anything?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Okay, in which case, they had a little drop. I'm going to say that... they both gained 10 extra hit points. I'll say that actually the only reason that they're both still alive is because you gave them the drops of blood, because they both had under the necessary number of hit points. So because you gave them that drop of blood, were bolstered just enough to stay alive. So both of them are like hanging on by a thread and definitely can't take another hit, but they are still in the game.
Right. Is Zazzily just on the ground?
Zazzily is just on the ground, limp.
I have healing word if we want to wait till my round.
It's my turn now, or it's Beast and Cutler's turn?
It will be your turn straight.
Okay, I'm going to ask Beast to get Maris's blood and feed it to Zazzily.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead and roll me a d20 for Beast. This is going to be an investigation check. Just check that Beast can find the blood on Zazzily's
body. He should know what it smells like. I already gave it to him.
Oh, that's so true. You're using Beast. Yeah. Okay, yeah, 100%. He smelt the blood. He can absolutely find this, no problem. Amazing, yeah. Beast goes in, gets the vial out, uncorks it, sticks the whole vial in Zazzily's mouth, and Zazzily drinks it. Zazzily. This is actually weirdly apt because I was going to ask you to do this anyway. Can you roll me, please, 3 death saving throws?
Okay.
There's no word of a lie. It was like I'd actually planned for you to do when you drank this anyway. So this is actually hilarious.
Okay, so that is a... a 12.
Okay, pass.
A 7.
Fail.
And a 1.
Oh! So that is 3, 1 is 2 failures, which means that Zazzily dies. But as Zazzily dies, you see his head seemingly immediately starts to decompose. All of the skin, flesh, muscle, eyeballs sink in and kind of almost like rot away in an instant. as Zazzily's head snaps back up as a full skeleton head. As Zazzily, you are now officially undead. You have the same thing. Your hit point total's tripled. If you hit, you crit. And you now have the ability that should you kill a creature, and should they be felled by your hands, you will capture their soul forever.
Ooh.
And can recall that soul to either answer questions for you or to perform a favor, as if they're a sort of like an unseen servant or like a, you know, like a ghostly entity effectively.
Ooh, okay.
But Zazzily pops back up as a fully undead sort of semi-skeletal man. And Zazzily, you feel that connection to your once necromantic ways are fully restored. You feel like if you were to try and heal something right now, you would have the opposite effect. So just for the sake of ease, because I didn't want to have to make you re-roll an entirely new character sheet and everything like that, if you want to use a healing spell, it will now act as if it was doing necrotic damage instead.
All right, yeah.
And, you know, just for the sake of fairness and fun, Zazzily, why don't you go ahead and take your turn as if we're at the top of your turn.
Okay, yes. Then that is going to be me looking now back at this fool. Back at this.
What the hell happened to you all? This doesn't feel right or fair. You all, why are you all grunts and you're suddenly looking a lot stronger?
Yes, that is true. And while even though, you know, we've made things for ease, there's one thing that I will do without ease, and I look at this. That one's stronger. So we'll just do it this way. So
remember, if you hit with anything, you'll crit as
okay.
well. So,
I'm going to go ahead and blast that guiding bolt. But instead, for this time when I do it, no white energy is there to hamp it down and make it healing. This is complete necrotic energy blasting. And that
hell yeah.
Is going to be 14 to hit.
14 to hit, that hits.
All right. Then he is about to take all this damage.
How many dice are you rolling?
5d6.
And then you double that, right?
Oh, yes, because it's a crit. So 10d6.
10d6? My God. Let's go.
All right.
Just read out those numbers and I'll try and top them up as we go.
6. 5, mm-hmm. 3,
11,
2,
14, 16,
4, 2,
20, 22,
2,
24, 27,
1,
28,
3,
31 points of damage. Absolutely incredible. You blast into the side of Grembocker, who goes flying, by the way. He goes flying, slams into the back wall, looks extremely alarmed as you takes this damage. The three of you now standing there looking infinitely more imposing than anything he thought that he was going to face in this moment. Absolutely incredible. So you all see where that blast that he set off before seemed to erupt. The ground itself seems to be almost like warping and changing a little bit, as in between the kind of the cobblestones under your feet, that some of that same kind of blue energy seems to be rising from the ground. And you see Grembocker kind of slumped in the ground, picking himself up, blood dripping from his mouth, and he goes,
"You can try and kill me, but if you do, I'll take you all down with me."
And he is going to use a legendary action before we get to your turn, Morg, and is going to try and blast back at Zazzily, because he did not appreciate getting hit like that. He is going to roll. Does a 14 hit you, Zazzily?
14?
No.
It hits. It meets.
It hits?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm actually going to hit. It's amazing. Ooh, I rolled well as well. Oh my God. 27 points of damage. As he reaches back with his, like a big kind of hand, reaches back, energy crackles around it. He throws it out towards you as it slams into your chest, and you take 27 points of force damage. That was a legendary action. We are now back to the top of the round. Morg, it is your go.
Oh, right. From the chest in the first room, did anyone ever grab that healing potion? Wasn't there a healing potion in there?
Oh, yeah, I have the healing potion, yeah.
Who's taken the most damage? Like, has Yennefer taken a lot of damage?
That's a very good point of a clarification. Yennefer is looking pretty beat up, is also slumped like in a corner. She's again still breathing and seems stable at the moment, but she is currently unconscious, where she'd taken quite a lot quite a big beating already, and then also got hit by the force damage.
I remember the healing potion and I go, is it me or my future sister? And my me or my future sister? And I point to Cutler and I'm like, get the healing potion and give it to Yennefer.
And so I just hand it to the beast.
Yeah.
Just two skeletons hanging out.
And then I pull out the sword. And I go for Grenbacher again.
Hell yeah. You charge towards Grenbacher. Go ahead, roll me an attack.
Something good. I rolled 11.
11?
Nat 11 plus whatever. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So you hit, which means you also crit. So I'm going to need you to roll me 2d... hold on. Yeah, 2d8 and 4d6. Because you also get your sneak attack.
My eights are a 8 and a 3.
Hell yeah. That's 11.
And then a 1. And 12. Then a 6, 6, 6.
Whoa. Okay. Whoa. Maris shows up. Somebody called. So it was
30 total, I believe.
30 total. Yeah. 32 points of damage. My goodness. You stride forward and drive this sword like right down the sort of shoulder blade of Grenbacher as he...
Okay.
Is there anything you would like to do as... Actually, you gave a command, I'll say, as your bonus action. You've used some your movement, I'm assuming.
Oh, was that not a command from earlier when I could have... Because I... No.
Did you... What were you planning to do with the bonus action?
Because there was... Because Cutler and the beast were both looking at me earlier, right? And I hadn't given Cutler an action.
Oh, that's true. You actually hadn't given Cutler a command. That's absolutely true. Yeah. So yeah, what would you like to do as a bonus action?
Wails from the grave.
Hell yeah. Absolutely amazing. That is a save, I think, from me. I have to make a save. So I will say, actually, Wails from the Grave is where you target a second creature, yes. And there isn't actually any other enemies left.
Oh, there are no other enemies left.
Yeah, no, Vanna fully cooked the guards.
Oh, incredible.
They all died, so you're good.
Incredible.
You can use Hungry Jaws if you want
to. In that case, after I use the sword, yeah, my jaw's wide open, and I try to take a chomp at Grenbacher.
Hell yeah, roll me an attack.
Nat 4.
Okay, that's gonna miss. You get overly excited and just like fully bite into the wall behind him and get your teeth kind of stuck where your jaw is truly so wide. So you're a little bit stuck in the wall. You look down and see Grenbacher is like coughing and spluttering blood and looks like in an incredibly bad situation. Grenbacher, however, looks up at you and sort of starts to smile and blood pours out of his mouth as you see this blue energy kind of coming up through the floor and he goes,
if I die here, so do you. Fine. I'll let you take Yennefer. Let me leave, and you can live. This below us, I had it rigged that should someone try to kill me, this whole place blows.
Oh,
Vanna, it is now your turn. You can see this energy is kind of coming up through the ground and does look pretty strong. What would you like to do?
I'm going to do the classic dragon grab, where I use my talons, and I'm going to try to scoop up. How many people do you think I can realistically carry?
Well,
three,
so here's
four?
The thing about your draconic form, which we haven't necessarily revealed yet, but I think you would kind of know. With this particular skill that you have gained, your ability to turn into a dragon, you actually will grow up to a point to fit the space that you're in. So because you're in a smaller space right now, you're only able to get so big. But were you to sort of get outside or in sort of more clear air, you would get bigger as you go. So
like
it might be a case
I fill
of like,
the space I'm in.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Just like a poison spray, if you will.
Don't bring it up. Don't remind them that it came out of my butt earlier.
Grandma is like, oh, sorry, I shouldn't have brought it up.
No, don't even say it. Everybody, they're mad at me. Everyone took 3 points of damage. Okay, well, right now, with the space I'm in, how many can I carry?
I will say that you can grab your two friends. Like you can grab your two friends, like one each claw, and then Yennefer, like sort of softly in the mouth kind of thing. Well, you can do it in whatever order you want to, obviously, but
cool.
I'll say three comfortably.
I'm going to grab Yennefer in my mouth, and then each one of my friends, and I'm going to look at Morg apologetically going, you got to leave your boyfriend behind. Unless... What if I... Can I put the collar on...
You want to put the collar on Grand Bokka?
Yeah.
Hell! Oh, okay. Well, let's see. Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
I was doing this whole plan, and then I thought about putting the collar on him, and I was like, that's actually
maybe
more fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. So, here's what I'm going to say. Go ahead and roll me a strength... athletics. This will be just because, again, we haven't sort of recalculated your strength given the fact that you're in a draconic form. So I'll just go ahead and say you've got advantage on this roll. Okay. And it's not going to be like the hardest DC in the world.
18.
18 total. Okay. Yeah, you get your claws, sort of dig them into the collar and manage to like pull it open. And yeah, you now have this collar in your hand as you stride over to Grenbocker, clamp it around his neck, and he goes, no, what is this? And you see like one eye kind of bulges and becomes really, really big. As the sort of, it seems like his body and the collar are sort of fighting against each other as his body's trying to revert into a sort of rat form and the collar's trying to turn him into this beast. And what ends up happening is he kind of forms into this like amalgamous like rat king type form where it's just made up of several hideous fat rats as he kind of looks at you and is like, kill me.
In due time, Grenbocker. Indeed. And then I bend over in his face and I go, your soul will be mine.
Oh, don't kill me then, I guess. No, shit. I feel like I'm in a really bad spot here.
Amazing. So we're going to go ahead and say we are out of combat and you have successfully managed to defeat Grenbocker.
Phew.
I'll say that with the magic that you have available that you managed to rescue Yennefer. Will, just for the sake of kind of like ease and not getting into like a whole nother like combat scenario, I'll say that you do manage to fly out of the fort with your friends. You see that Beast has sort of semi reverts back into the blacksmith. He kind of takes on a slightly more humanoid form, but he kind of like kind of looks more like a almost like a werewolf, basically. And I think at this point you see that this like skeletal man kind of turns and looks at him and goes,
oh, it's beautiful. You are perfect to continue the line here at Fort Cutler. Half man, half beast. Will you stay with me and I will show you the ways we will return Fort Cutler to its former glory?
as the beast and Arnold Cutler seem to form a sort of semi-alliance, which will allow Beast to have domain over a full fort. But I think before you go, he sort of leaves you, Morg, Beast will turn around to you in a more human, sort of semi-sort of more humanoid form, turns around and goes,
I gotta say, I appreciated our time together. You really showed me a side to myself which I didn't know I had, and I gotta be honest, I kind of liked it.
This is not goodbye. This is see you later.
Well, you'll always have a home here.
Thank you. I'm gonna go make more boyfriends now out in the world. I'm not meant for two beasts. I'm meant for a thousand.
Oh, well, I'm happy to be 1,001.
Oh, hey, dislocate your jaw one more time for me.
Oh, it hurts so much worse now that I'm a kind of man. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. I need some ice. See what I got in the ice? Fuck, please, somebody.
And I feel so moved that he did that for me. I'm happy to move on.
Incredible. We'll say that you managed to fly and land just outside of Fort Cutler by the tree, actually, where your mother was sat down. Oh, you've returned, and Yennefer, and my goodness, is that a dragon? Vanna, you've now returned back to your full original size. You're back in full Valthorn form right now. But you are still able to speak and communicate as if you were before. Is that a whole dragon? Wait, Vanna?
Mm-hmm. Fuck yeah, it's me. Wow. She does a backflip in the air.
That's incredible that you did a backflip without the wings. You just straight leg power and abs. That's, wow. Really good core strength, Vanna. I'm impressed. Really? Okay, well, yes. Listen. And you did it. You rescued Yennefer and everything. This is incredible.
Listen, I'd love to stay, but there's a village I gotta terrorize.
Oh, sure, of course, yes. You need to, yes, go and terrorize villages, etc. I should probably contact Maris. He would be most pleased. Would you not like to at least perhaps wait and see what he might... He also does have a tendency to drag those down, back down to hell that have escaped. You might want to talk to him first, see if you can get like a leave of absence sort of situation maybe before...
I'll risk it.
Oh, sure.
I think I'll risk it.
Yeah, okay. I mean, that does kind of seem to be your vibe, honestly. You did just sort of charge off towards the fort without a sort of care in the world, and hey, look, paid off pretty well for you, it seems. Pays off pretty well.
Vanna gets down and, like, kind of takes a dragon knee in front of her two friends and gives them a big squeeze.
Yes.
I'll just I'll give you a moment.
Thruple.
Yennefer looks up, battered and bruised on the ground, up at the three of you and goes,
wow, that's beautiful.
I forgot you were there.
Yeah, I'm here. Thanks for rescuing me and healing me and stuff. Oh, God, that sucked. That was awesome, by the way. How did you... do that? Did you drink some of my dad's blood, by the way? That's kind of disgusting, honestly.
You should try it.
You know, in a cool metal way. Well, I'm 50% him, I think, so, you know, strictly speaking. So I'd just be sort of drinking some of my own. I don't know. I don't want to get into that. I don't want to think about drinking my dad's blood. No, I'm good. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. But
that's
you guys look
the
awesome.
Most disgusting thing I did today. There was poison that came out of my butt.
Yeah.
Oh, that was really cool. As you are having this conversation, you do, however, feel some of that power begin to ebb away as the effects of Maris's blood begin to wear off. You, Vanna, revert back to being just a little Komodo dragon once again. Zilla, you feel that overwhelming urge to heal things return once again. And Morg, your mouth gets just that little bit smaller.
No.
However, you do at this point hear a will I be? This portal has opened up and you see Maris sat on this big throne, looking towards you and goes, oh, thank God, Yennefer. I was worried. My God, what did they do to you? That son of a bitch. Do you still have Grenbuck, or is he somewhere that I could get him, potentially?
Yeah, he's still in the castle. He's a little rat king. Rat prince. Hmm.
He's all...
Okay.
Real fucked up looking. Yes, he's very... Yes, he's very fucked up looking. And I do plan to go back to kill him and capture his soul and, you know, do necromancy stuff.
Ooh, okay. That sounds pretty close to eternal damnation to me, so I'll take that, as long as you... Hey, listen, how about this? You wanted to be reinstated, you know, up here and doing your necromancy doodads and whatnot?
Yes.
Okay. You are done a great service for me. As long as you go back, get that Rat King's soul, torture it, do whatever you want. You know, really make him pay for being a nasty piece of shit.
Yes.
Then you are free to stay, and I'll even give you a free pass if you find your way back.
Cool.
If somehow you end up kind of coming back, I'll give you like a one-time free kind of get out of hell, you know, free card. You know, that kind of
deal.
Something's
making me feel like the person who had problems with me will no longer have a problem anymore.
Oh, really? Why? Who had a problem?
Morgan Vanna's hands at the same time. Bony skeleton hands.
Yeah, you see that as he kind of like sort of waves a hand and Zazzle, you return to that bony skeletal, like even though the power kind of washed off, you return to being that kind of bony skeletal form as your necromantic powers. You now feel aren't just tethered to the blood, but are in fact permanent thanks to Maris and this gift that he has given you.
Yes.
And at that point, I think the High Priestess Alonmi walks up to you and goes, listen, I really meant it. I meant nothing personal about the casting you down to hell. You realize my job as a succubus is purely to infiltrate a certain situation and to ensure that, you know, I assume as much power as humanly possible. And unfortunately, you posed a threat. So you had to be removed, but I want to make it up to you. So I would like to give you a temple. We've got a temple of Ronus not too far from here. You can fully convert it to Death the Transition. You get your own setup there. Plus, guess what? In the back, huge graveyard. I'm talking so many dead bodies for you to resurrect. Like, just you can have a full workforce. Full workforce.
Well, thank you. that seems like proper retribution. Very, very much thank you. And his bones kind of like vibrate a little bit, where you can tell if he had skin and organs, he'd be kind of like tearing up, but he can't because he's a skeleton man now.
Well, just outside of a city called Kakura, that's where you'll find, there's a temple there to Ronus. Go in there, let them know that I sent you. It's all yours. I apologize, and I hope that goes some way to repaying you for the time that you've lost.
It all is forgiven. All is forgiven.
She turns to you, Morgana, and goes, Morgana, I don't know that I've ever felt pride. And I can't say I necessarily feel it now, because I wouldn't even be able to identify that particular emotion, even if I felt it.
It's like a happy feeling you feel for somebody else?
No, I cannot possibly imagine feeling happy for someone else. That seems ridiculous. Utterly ridiculous. But... That aside, I would like to say that you no longer bring shame to my family name. And for that, I am happy for myself. And I guess by extension, happy for you, I guess. Because you're no longer causing me physical pain by existing.
Wow.
So well done.
And that brings me much happiness to myself.
Mm.
good. Well, yes. I was kind of wondering. I was having a chat with Maris earlier, and, well, Yennefer, it seems, is no longer sort of performing the royal duties that befall a, you know, daughter of Duchess.
Yes.
Which involves,
oh my
of
god,
course,
yes. Yes.
Well, okay, I was going to do a big spiel.
Yes,
but
am
anyway,
I a princess now?
Yeah, sort of, yes. You, yes, fine, yeah. We'll call you Princess Morgana, why not? You will have to travel to the other layers of hell and act and do diplomacy, and of course use your succubus ways to weasel in and gain power and trust, etc. And I believe I can trust you with this, Morgana?
My mouth is ready.
She just sort of looks at you, dislocates her jaw and goes, as is mine.
We clink jaws.
Absolutely unbelievable. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then last but not least, you see that Maris sort of strides up to the portal. You see that he goes to extend a hand out of the portal, and as he does, it kind of like his hand like becomes almost like spectral, and you realize that like he doesn't seem to be able to like fully transfer himself into the material plane, almost like there's something kind of stopping him from fully like kind of stepping into this place. And he goes,
you know, I've got to say, Vanna, it's your rap sheet is impressive. Of many of the people down in hell, you really racked up a body count. You did some good work up here, and I feel like we lost something having you down in hell. So, I'm gonna go ahead and reinstate you with your former powers, if that's what you would like. I am gonna have, however, ask for a task, if you will. I mean, could you lay a little low? I'm feeling... how to put this? There's a war coming. Something bad. It's shaken up all of the other planes of existence. I've already lost contact with some of the others, and it's looking pretty rough. I really wouldn't mind having someone as strong and powerful as you up here at a time should I need them, you know, to aid me or those who I want to aid, if that makes sense. And I fear even for my own plane at this point, so maybe just don't get yourself killed again. You know, give it a bit of time. Do some light terror. Maybe not full-blown the whole nine yards, if that makes sense. Would that be a fair exchange for you to get your old body back and be up here?
Can I, like, still kill as many, like, goats as I want?
Boats?
Goats? Like, oh, or like...
right. Sorry, I thought you said boats. I was like, sure, I could, you've got a real thing for boats. But yeah, goats, hell yeah. Yeah, you
and
can...
And then maybe if, like, for, like, a treat every once in a while, I can kill, like, a man if he's, like, a bad guy.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I don't really have a problem with you killing guys. That's fine. You can
kill
them.
Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah.
It's more about, like, keeping a low profile so that, you know, you don't get yourself killed or, right. You know, hunted. Because, you know, dragons, you possess some sort of rare properties, things they can use for their doodads and machines and spellcasting and whatnot. And sure. I just don't want you to get hunted because I could do someone, you know, on the inside.
I'll kill small, non-threatening villagers.
Sounds
who?
Lovely.
Like, can't fight back.
Hell
perfect.
Yeah.
I love
it. Yeah, perfect. Yeah. Yeah, can't fight back. Yeah, exactly that. Yeah, okay, great. Well, listen, I'm going to go and care for Yennefer, make sure that she gets back to fighting fit. And we'll see you all soon. I'm going to miss you too. Even though I only kind of really met you kind of like the one time, you know.
Missing.
It'll be great.
A longing feeling for someone you once knew?
Well, I'm not going to miss you, Morgana, because you're going to come live at the palace and be, you know, a princess. And, you know, I'm assuming you're going to be, like, around for dinner and stuff like that.
I kiss his toes.
What? We need to. Not, definitely not. Nope. Don't like
it's
it.
It's in a family never way. Did. In a family kind of way.
Sure. Okay. Well, I don't think we're going to be that kind of family.
And you know what? I'm going to miss hell too, but I'm going to try to make it up here on Earth. I'm going to try to make this place just as hot just as bad.
You see a little fiery tear leaves his eye. It's just like, hell yeah. Really mess up some people's day for me.
I'd love to.
Well, it's been a pleasure. The fiery portal closes. Morgana has gone through the portal. And I'm assuming probably, Zazzly, you're catching a ride with on the dragon up towards your new temple.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
Incredible.
Hop on.
And as we kind of slowly fade out, as you see this resplendent dragon ride off with an undead necromantic skeleton on top of it, as this dragon breathes down fire upon some unwitting villagers, as the two of them cackle and laugh together, as we see the sun setting on a grateful Amalar that, despite these three being slightly villainous and potentially slightly evil, they went a big way to potentially saving it today. And so Amalar thanks them. In a roundabout sort of way. I'm just imagining now we're going to fade out to screams.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, screams of burning villagers.
Yeah,
yeah, perfect.
Vanna swoops down, grabs a goat, and cooks it for a second for them to split as a road snack.
Hell yeah. You just get a goat leg land on your... You get some curried goat as the Nigerian Zazzly comes back out for a second. Hell yeah. That's when we're going to go ahead and end the arc. Yeah. Thanks so much, guys. Oh, man.
We did it.
What a blast. What an absolute blast.
We did it.
God, Grenbacher really did turn into a rat fuck in the end. That's quite something. Quite something. Well, thank you so much for listening to this. Obviously, we'll be back next week with an arc bark. I hope that you have enjoyed it. And before we go, let's hear one last time from the rotators of the 13th arc. Lily Do, how are you? Please tell us what you've got going on and where people can find you.
You can watch Dirty Laundry and then make your friends watch it and then make your family watch it.
Yeah.
And then share it.
Do those things. In that order. Exactly. If it went away, what you got going
on?
It's
good. You know, y'all know by now. I'm going to be September 6th. I'm in London holding it down. Watch actually. That'll be great. Watch me on Dirty Laundry. You know, tell your friends. Definitely get that Dropout subscription. You got two great shows, and you know, I appear on both, so it's a good time.
Hell to the yes. And also, I'm just gonna plug this for Iffy. Don't forget to check out Iffy on Never Stop Blowing Up on Dimension 20. Gonna be incredible. Very excited about that. I've actually known about that one for a while, and because Carl's told me all about it, and I've been so excited to watch it. It sounded like it was crazy. So if you want, if you play more D&D, then go over to Dimension 20. Check it out. And last but not least, Erin, what's up?
Yes.
Where can people find you on the internet?
You can listen to my podcast, Hey Riddle Riddle, and Sitcom D&D, both on the HeadGum Network.
Hell yes! Please do listen to both. They are brilliant and fantastic shows, as were all of the rotators for this arc. Thank you so much for joining us. This has been such a blast and such a treat to get to play with you guys. That's everything from me. I've been Jasper William Cartwright. You can find me at JW_Cartwright on all the social medias. You can check out my other show, Three Black Halflings, and a bunch of stuff that I'm doing via social media, because I'm honestly doing so much stuff. I don't even know what I'll be doing by the time this episode comes out. So just find me on the internet and I'll probably be posting about it, so it's fine. That's about it. So I'm going to ask all three of you, how do I end this? Each of you can just shout something out, and I'll do that.
Fall asleep.
Kill a villager.
Whimsy magic kind of sprinkle tinkles.
Sprinkle tinkle.
Sprinkle tinkle. The temptation to now make the name of this episode Sprinkle Tickle is strong. Sprinkle Tickle.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.